This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Late last year, a court in Kansas ruled that public schools are so underfunded they violate the state's constitution. Lawsuits like that one have become a popular way to try to win more money for public schools. 13 states face active litigation, from Texas to Pennsylvania. But even when these lawsuits are successful, they don't always work, as Amy Scott reports from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore.
The ruling in Kansas means the legislature could have to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars for public schools. Shelley Kiblinger is superintendent of schools in Hutchinson, a small city in south central Kansas. Her district is one of several that sued the state.
Class sizes have gone up. We've either not been able to hire staff that we need, or we've had to let staff go. At one point, we had three school resource officers in our district. We now struggle to have one.
More money isn't on the way yet. The state is expected to appeal. An earlier case in Kansas led the state legislature to increase funding for schools, only to cut it back during the recent recession. Michael Griffith is a school finance consultant with the Education Commission of the States, a nonpartisan policy group. He says in other states like Ohio, court victories haven't always led to better funding.
Even when the rulings are in favor of the school districts, you don't necessarily see the changes that most people would anticipate.
That's partly because of battles between courts and state lawmakers. The Supreme Court in Washington state has threatened to shut down the public schools or fine legislators if they don't come up with increased funding. In Kansas, Griffith says the state doesn't have the money, and the only way to increase education spending would be to raise taxes.
And I think there would be a huge amount of reluctance in the state of Kansas to do that.
Then there's the question of whether more money leads to better schools. After its own court battles, Wyoming now spends more on education per student than any other state. But student achievement still lags. Michael Rebell with the Campaign for Educational Equity says money alone doesn't fix schools.
Money does matter if it's used well. Without it, you can't make progress, especially when we're talking about kids from low-income, high-poverty backgrounds.
And with schools enrolling more kids than ever with special needs, he says the cost of educating them is just getting higher. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.